You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Hey there, membershippers. I'm Mike Morrison, your host for the Membership Geeks Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me this week for another episode of the show. If you're new to the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe in your podcast app. And if you're a long-term listener, you know I love and appreciate you for every second of your attention that you give me on the podcast. If this show has helped you in any way, I would so appreciate if you could take just a moment of your time, takes no more than 60 seconds at max, to leave a couple of nice words and a nice shiny 5-star review in your podcast app of choice. Not only does that help me know that I'm doing my job right, it also helps us reach more people and help more memberships. If you do leave me a review, be sure to hit me up on social media at Membership Geeks everywhere so I can thank you personally. I really, really do appreciate every review, every rating we've ever had, and I thank you so much for listening to the show. So today, we're doing things a little differently. Today, I'm just giving you a bit of an inside look at a significant change that we've made in our strategy for Membership Academy. I like to be transparent. I like to pull back the curtain and show you what's going on inside the membership. And so, a few episodes ago, also, before we go in any further, I'm pretty much certain I'm coming down with a bad cold. So if I sound a little husky, if I sound a little squeaky, if I sound a little odd, it's because I was determined to get this podcast episode recorded before this cough and bad throat kick in. At the time of recording, I'm 2 weeks away from Retain Live 2025. When this goes out, the event will all be done and dusted, and I've got no doubt would have been a phenomenal success. However, 2 weeks out and I'm getting sick, and yeah, I almost said the timing couldn't be worse, but I guess it could, right? A little closer at the time might be worse, but I am hoping that this is a quick one because I feel it coming on. So you are getting probably the last clingings on to the ability to speak without coughing and spluttering so that I could share the inside track on why we have shifted from a two-tier membership strategy at Membership Academy. So the change goes back to 2021, I believe. We had been single tier for the entirety of the time the membership had been running. And I liked it that way. I like simple. I'm a big, big believer in the KISS principle. Keep it super simple for a variety of reasons. However, we found ourselves during the pandemic a little stuck because more memberships were cropping up. There were more people needed help. People had fewer resources at their disposal because, their jobs had either gone or belts were tightening, pay rises weren't happening. So obviously, I mean, you were there, right? The world was a crazy place during the pandemic. And we'd actually planned to increase the price of Membership Academy in 2020. And obviously the pandemic kind of put pay to that. It stopped that. And that caused us to kind of go back to the drawing board and have a little bit of a rethink. We'd had all sorts of plans for things we were going to add into the academy, software, tools, more advanced training, and we were pouring more and more and more and more into the academy to the point where it kind of felt like we couldn't justify continuing to give as much. I mean, we're talking things like private coaching and stuff like that. We couldn't give as much without putting the price up, but we knew that putting the price up would make the membership inaccessible for certain people. So this is where the two-tier system came from. We decided that we were going to shift to have two different levels. And just to clarify, when I say two-tier, I don't mean monthly and annual. That's always been, you know, they are billing plans, they are billing cycles. I mean two different levels of membership features and content. So we decided to shift and have a standard tier, which would be the cheaper tier. We introduced this at a lower price. At the time, we were charging $65 per month for the membership. So we introduced a standard tier at $39. And the idea was this would be the content and the community, but it wouldn't be the live calls. So we were doing mastermind calls, we were doing private coaching, so there's the ability in the academy to send myself a private video message using a pretty cool tool we have there that you just record through your browser. That comes into me, I respond, the video goes directly to your inbox, and that's a way of getting private coaching and consulting support directly from me. That's unprecedented in a membership. We couldn't offer that at $39 a month, but you know, that was part of our pro tier. So standard got our roadmap, it got our library, it got our workshops, email templates, the online community. And then Pro got all of that, and it got our monthly member missions. So these were kind of really tactical, action-orientated, kind of small, quick wins that would move the needle for sales, for getting testimonials, for tweaks to your retention processes. So these were really actionable. It was one per month. And those would just go to Pro. Mastermind calls went to Pro. Community roundtables went to Pro. There was a private coaching section of the forum went to Pro. So we had a real solid differentiation between Standard and Pro. And our member-only theme, our WordPress theme, went to Pro as well. That was a big piece of the puzzle because member-only is a phenomenal piece of software. A lot of people are using it for their memberships. And you need to remain a paying member in order to get updates and support and all of that sort of stuff. So that was kind of a big plus to join on the pro level as well. So the levels made sense. The feedback on them was good. And the decision to do that, in our mind, enabled us to have the best of both worlds. It enabled us to offer a membership that was $39 a month, which in terms of business memberships is definitely at the cheaper end of the scale. And it also took the handcuffs off in terms of what we could do on the pro side when we wanted to serve deeper, when we wanted to serve more, give more access to us, more tools, more resources, more coaching support. We weren't as shackled by the price point as we were before because there was so much more we wanted to do, but we felt that pushing the membership when it was just one tier beyond $65 really did shift the affordability. Bringing in two tiers meant that we were able to be accessible to a wider range of people and also had scope to take the pro level further, to increase the price and to make it even more in terms of the support and the features that we could give people at that level. So that's what it looked like. And yeah, we were happy with that strategy. Kind of ticked a whole bunch of boxes. But we started to kind of see some downsides, some cracks. We kind of knew that there would be. One of the biggest fears was that our members would downgrade. So we made the decision to put everyone who was already a member into the pro tier, because we'd been given them certain things up to that point and it didn't feel right, it didn't feel ethical to just take a bunch of stuff away from them. Now, bear in mind, some of the people who were existing subscribers at the time of the second tier being brought in, they were people who joined very early on when we first launched the academy. Some people who joined on day one were still there and they're still there today. So they were paying $29 a month because that was our launch offer. We then stayed at $39 for a year, and then we were $49 for a long time after that. And so while we had a bunch of people who would now be getting the pro membership for $39 or less, so of course you're going to stay at pro because it's either the same price or cheaper than the standard level for new members. Like those people, that legacy pricing, we knew we would keep them. But the ones who are paying $49 who were being moved to pro, yes, they're still getting the pro tier cheaper than a new member would get pro. But if they really needed to control their budget, there was an incentive to drop down to standard. So there was a risk that that would happen. There was certainly a risk that the people who were already a pro paying $65 a month, which was for our normal membership at the time, there was a risk that by bringing in the cheaper tier that they would downgrade. We actually didn't get a lot of people downgrading at the time, which we were very happy with. But as time went on, some of the main reasons I started questioning if this was something we were going to stick with long term, and I say long term, we've kept this for 4 years, we definitely found that it added some confusion. Like, we found that right from the get-go. Didn't matter how clearly we explained it, and also, you know, it's clearly explained it, but also the fact that it's kind of, okay, standard is content and community, pro is coaching and some extra tools, right? So we kind of felt it was distinct enough, but there was still confusion from people as to which was better, what would they get, if they joined on a pro and downloaded the member only theme and then downgraded to standard, could they still get support? So there was just a whole bunch of extra questions, confusions, and friction in the joining process that having two tiers brought in. People not knowing what was right for them at what point. People who probably should have been on pro and would have joined on pro, joining on standard almost to kind of just get started. And then you have that catch 22, right? They join on the lesser membership tier, so they don't get all the great things that will ensure that they are as successful as they can be. And then they look at their membership and say, oh, well, I haven't had the success I wanted, so why would I upgrade, right? So you become that weird, ironic catch 22, where you can't give people everything that they need to get all the results that they could be getting, but then why would they upgrade from standard to pro if they haven't had the results so far to justify it, right? So that became a bit of a sticking point for me as well, and that kind of bore out in some of the feedback we were getting. We also found that anytime we were running promotions, it just got a little bit farcical, because we don't run promos often. We don't discount the membership, because I have strong feelings about discounting recurring subscriptions. But, you know, from time to time, we'll do bonus-driven promotions. We will offer trials. We don't offer a public trial, but from time to time, we'll do a promotion where for a limited time you can get 7 days for $7. Or, you know, we might bring in a quarterly membership. So we do run some promotions. And when you've got a single tier, that's easy, right? First month of membership for half price, right? But when you've got two tiers, then it becomes, okay, well, is the offer just on the standard or is it on the pro? And there was a bit more reticence to give any kind of trial for the pro level, because of course, that's where you got the member only theme, that's where you got private coaching. And so do you give a trial for that? Do you give first month half price, which is basically just a 2 week trial, right? Do you do that? And quite often the answer was no. And so a lot of the promotions were kind of, you know, you're having to put in a lot of extra information to highlight that it's a promotion on just the standard level. And then sometimes you do it on pro, but you'd need to change it a bit on pro. So it would be kind of get your first month for $19.50 on standard or for $32.50 on pro. And it just meant every call to action became stupid, right? Let's just call a spade. It was, some of it was just dumb. And we've got a fantastic copywriter, and I'm not too bad at that myself. And even then, you know, you're wrestling with the language and you're having to make two calls to actions if you're doing an offer on both, or you're having to include language to highlight it's not on pro. And it was just more confusion and convolution, and everything just took twice as long to explain. And then, yeah, if you're doing graphics or social media, which offer do you focus on if you're doing something on pro and something on standard? And it's already a little bit complicated, because if we were doing kind of a first month half price, for example, well, that's only on our monthly option. So already you are having to kind of say, right, well, when it was just single tier, you've already got monthly and annual, so you already have to add in extra language to emphasize that this offer is just on the monthly. Then you've got essentially monthly standard, monthly pro, annual standard, annual pro. So there's four different joining options, and it just all got a little bit stupid. So there's that. Now, that wouldn't be an issue if having two tiers moved the needle in the way that we'd hoped it would. And honestly, it didn't. it didn't really affect the number of signups that we were getting. Now, of course, it's always a little tricky to know exactly what is affecting signups because you don't do these things in isolation. Bringing in new tiers happened around the end of the pandemic. So the market, the industry, the online space was shifting anyway. AI was becoming increasingly prolific. Search was becoming more volatile as a traffic source. And so you can always look at those things and say, well, okay, actually, if we didn't have the two tiers, then maybe sales would have dropped off. So you can never be certain, but I have a fairly high level of confidence that having the two tiers did not impact the actual number of membership sales that we had in any significant way. And so you do then have that thought of, well, had we stuck at one tier and we were getting the same number of sales for that, again, no guarantee that we would have, but if we were at one tier and if it was still 65 a month for everyone, then we'd have the same amount of sales. We'd just get more money from them, right? And we'd cut the confusion. We'd keep things super simple. And every sign up would have a higher lifetime value because they'd all be at that higher tier. So the whole idea of obviously bringing in the lower tier was being able to serve a wider range of people and stay affordable. But that wasn't increasing sales. It didn't increase upgrades or downgrades either. So again, one of the factors of having two tiers is that if someone's on a higher tier, they need to leave because they can't afford to stick around, they're tightening their budget, then having a lower tier for them to downgrade to is a way of potentially salvaging that subscription. Similarly, if someone is leaving because they feel they've kind of maxed out what they're able to accomplish from their membership, having the ability to upgrade in order to get more advanced stuff, more access, that is something which should move the needle as well. And while we did see upgrades and downgrades, again, nothing was as significant as I would have hoped it would be. And that wasn't for lack of trying, right? You know, we had very clear upgrade paths within the academy. We integrated the options into our cancellation process. We've got a very sophisticated cancellation process. And yeah, we got some, but not enough to move the needle in any way that kind of said, you know what, this strategy is absolutely killing it for us. And while it not really serving us well is obviously a significant issue, it also wasn't serving members well either. We were finding that the people who made the less progress, who were less likely to truly get the sort of results, the sort of transformation to make the connections, to really engage in the way that they would need to in order to make progress, those members were the ones at the pro level. They were the ones who had access to everything. They were the ones who could come onto the live calls. And of course, you know, the option, the answer to that could be, well, let's just let the standard level come along on all these things. But when you start thinking like that, well, you might as well just tear down the walls and make it all single tier, right? So the members who were getting the best out of the academy were the ones who'd made that greater investment, because when they're making that sort of investment, they're also more likely to invest their time and their attention. There is a downside to being affordable. There really is, because the more affordable you are, the less essential it is for somebody to get a return on that investment, the less motivated they are to recoup their money, to get results, the more casual they are to their membership and their engagement and their involvement. And we definitely saw that play out. Now, that's not to say $39 a month is a tiny investment. So it wasn't like people were just signing up and forgetting about it. But we definitely saw the most motivated, the most engaged, the most successful members were the ones at that higher level. And as the membership industry, and indeed the online education industry, changes and evolves with the proliferation of AI, with the shift away from search engines to answer engines that are powered by AI, as all these new challenges face us coming into the next 5, 10 years and beyond, then memberships are going to need an entirely different level, an entirely different kind of support. The sort of things that our pro members had access to, but our standard members didn't. And so we really kind of knew, it was sort of feeling like the gap between what we know that membership owners are going to need to thrive within the next decade and what we're able to give at our standard level, that gap was just growing and growing and growing. Because going forward, content is not going to get it done. Education is not going to get it done. Just learning the things to do isn't going to get it done. It's going to do a lot of heavy lifting for you, but you need the support system. More importantly, you need the community, you need access, you need handholding, you need a bit of guidance. And we'd kind of maxed out on what we could give people at that standard level. So not only was the two-tier system not serving those in the lower tier the way that it should, the way that anyone who wants to be successful in memberships needs to be served, but that's going to become an even bigger thing going forward. Now, when you consider that, it also makes sense that we saw a significant rise in customer support and service needs coming from those people who did join at the standard level. Now, you will get people online and people in the business world who will tell you, you know, cheapest customers are the worst. The people who pay the less are the worst. They cause the most problems and they demand and they expect the most. And absolutely, that was not been my experience. I've been fortunate over the last decade to have not really had any problem members. So I'd never say that our lower tiered members were bad or were poor members or anything like that, because they absolutely weren't, but they did need more support. They did have more problems in kind of taking what was given to them and actually executing on it without that little extra layer of support that they can get through the community, through access to me, through coming along on calls. So that as well, it makes sense when, you know, I say that the tier system didn't really support those coming in at the lower level, and it kind of gave the worst of both worlds. There were more customer support needs. There was a greater shortfall in our ability to serve those members the way we would want to serve every single membership owner out there. And no one was really benefiting from it. Now, we've had successful memberships launched from people who were on the standard tier. We've had memberships that were struggling, that were already up and running. They were struggling. They've came in at the standard tier. They've applied what we teach, and they've seen success. So we're still seeing success. We're still seeing a lot of phenomenal results from people at the standard tier. But I know that we can do more with them, and that as time goes on and as the market changes and as their membership matures, they are going to need a lot more. And having the two-tier system was kind of just too restrictive for our ability to give them what was needed. So it wasn't serving us, wasn't serving members. And the biggest kind of wake-up call, the biggest awakening, was churn. Memberships are, of course, a retention business. It's not about sales. It's about the people who stick around. And simply put, people who joined on standard did not stick around as long. So you might think, oh, it's a solid enough theory that people paying the higher price would be more likely to churn because it's a greater financial outlay. And so, you know, they might be stretching a little more to afford it. They might have a higher expectation of return on their investment and therefore more likely to cancel at a certain point, either if they weren't seeing the results they wanted or if they'd kind of reached the goal that they joined to reach. But pretty much in keeping with everything else I've said about that lower tier, the churn was highest. In fact, it was double amongst members who joined on the cheapest level. So that in and of itself is enough of a reason. I could just have said that in the opening of this episode and I would hope it would make sense to you. Now, we did all that we could to tackle that. Our retention is strong. Our retention processes and strategies are solid. We enjoy a healthy retention rate. But the difference between churn rates on Pro and churn rates on Standard was just not acceptable. And we tried a few things to bring it down because, of course, we're always experimenting and trying with ways to bring churn down even more than the levels it's at right now. But yeah, that churn rate for Standard was pretty much all that we needed to see that this was not the way to go. So even if we've been getting a lot more sales, that would still be a problem. That would still be something that would have made me consider getting rid of the two tiers. So putting all of that together, it just seemed like the no-brainer is to focus in on our Pro level. So we've gotten rid of Standard. You can no longer join at that $39 tier. When you join Membership Academy, you get everything. You get full access to the whole library. You get our updated membership roadmap. And again, this is kind of the thing. We're putting so much extra stuff into the Academy, including totally re-recording and updating our flagship roadmap course. Like, we wanted to make sure we're doing our absolute all in order to serve our membership owners. So I want to make sure that everything we do is accessible to everyone. So we've gotten rid of the Standard tier. Everyone who was on that tier is now a legacy member. So they were given the option to stay at the level they're currently at, on the understanding that they'd be missing out on a whole bunch of new stuff we're bringing in, including some live training cohorts for higher level growth strategies. They're going to miss out on that. But they still get the roadmap, the library, the templates, the basic community, the monthly Q&As, but they don't get any of the new enhancements and improvements. They don't get the private coaching or any of that stuff. So they were given the option to upgrade or to stay at the level that they are at. No new members can join at that level. You can't pause your subscription at that level. If you cancel at that level and want to come back, you come back on the higher price, the full access tier. And that's it, right? So eventually, once the last legacy member leaves, there will be no legacy members in the Academy. There'll be nobody at that more restricted tier. Everyone is at that higher level. And already it's so much better, just in terms of clarity around communications. We're no longer needing to send out stuff saying, well, Pro members get this, Standard members get that. Now the default is to have access to everything. There is one level, and that is making things so much easier. And of course, we've seen a bunch of people upgrade from Standard to Pro, and we have a price increase for the Academy coming up a little later on in this year. And I've got a feeling we're going to see more people making the switch from that legacy rate to get full access to the Academy at the current price point before it goes up. So I'm really excited now that we have simplified again. We've gone back to my favorite approach, keeping things super simple, because we've got so much incredible stuff planned for Academy members. And this just enables us to serve at so higher a level than I feel we've been able to. Because even while, you know, when I mentioned that we brought in two tier with the thinking of, well, if we have the Standard tier, then it means we can do more on the Pro side and we can increase the price. We're not handcuffed in that way. But I still felt restricted because you then have the problem of creating too big a gap between your membership tiers and stifling the potential for upgrades and all that sort of stuff. And so really just winding things back, pulling the plug on that cheaper option, enables us to kind of know that the people coming into the Academy are of a certain level in terms of what they need, of their willingness to invest. And as I said before, when they make that financial investment, they're typically more likely to be able to invest the time, the effort, the resources in taking action, in engaging, in making use of everything that we give to them to help them in their membership journey. And I'm so, so excited to see the next chapter in with this higher caliber within Membership Academy. And already we're seeing the results of that. Sales have not changed. Sales have not been impacted negatively whatsoever. In fact, they've tipped up a little bit. And that's the other thing. there is something to be said by being reassuringly priced. $65 a month for everything that we give to people is already insane. It really is. Go and have a look at some other business-related memberships that offer a fraction of what we offer for double the price. We see copycat memberships cropping up, all claiming to kind of be like, finally, there's a membership for memberships, which is always funny because I check our records and I can see that they've been a member of our membership that's been around for a decade. So you already, why are you saying finally there's a membership for memberships? You know that we exist. You know that we are the gold standard, right? Anyway, that's a whole that's a whole other thing. But we see copycat memberships cropping up from people who do not have the experience or the knowledge to be running them, that offer a fraction of what we actually offer in terms of support, in terms of higher level strategy, in terms of resources, and they're charging $100 a month. So we're over here at $65, soon to be increased. However, that I'm fine with. I'm fine with being a no-brainer, but I think when you price, have a low price tier, that $39, maybe that does kind of take it into the realm of, okay, well, how good can it be if I can join for $39 a month, right? So there is something reassuring about being more premium in your pricing and making sure that that matches up with what's on offer. So yeah, that is it. That is why I pull the plug on our cheapest membership option. Key thing in doing it is we communicated the change very clearly over a period of about 6 to 8 weeks. We started, first of all, telling members that there was an update coming and to kind of be aware of it. So we're kind of like announcing there's going to be an announcement just to make sure we're on people's radar. We sent out multiple emails. We tailored those according to what level people were on so we could tell them specifically what happens now. For the people who were already pro, it was about reassuring them nothing changes for them in terms of what they're paying. However, they were now going to get loads of awesome stuff, and isn't that great? And that, you know, is something that will help with retention. We also told them in the future the price will be going up, but your price doesn't. So we're kind of seeding the fact that, hey, you want to stick around, because if you don't, you're going to lose the legacy pricing as well as miss out on all this phenomenal stuff. We tailored emails to people who were at the legacy level telling them, you know, we're not shutting your membership down. We're not taking anything away from you. It just means you're going to stay at this more restricted level. If you're cool with that, awesome. Fantastic. Because actually that level still gives you some incredible resources. But if you really want to go further, this is where you need to be. You need to upgrade. So, you know, we communicated that very clearly. We reminded multiple times when things were going to happen. And yeah, we rolled it out in what was a fairly non-event. It was pretty much a non-event because by that point, everyone had been clued in. It didn't really impact anyone's membership. Again, no one was having anything taken away from them. No one had to do anything. It was just more to avoid any questions, preempt any questions, ensure that our members were the first to know. We talked about it publicly as well, because we didn't promote it. We didn't promote it heavily because we don't want people joining on the legacy level. We didn't want to kind of make it a, hey, only 7 days left to join at this lower price, because we want people in at the premium price. So we more heavily promoted all the awesome things that are coming for the academy for new members when they join now at what is now the normal level. $65 a month gets you all these things. So we focus more on what the membership looks like after that change. And the response has been fantastic. There's been no detrimental effect on the academy. But what it's done is it's created that clarity. It's removed that friction. It's taking confusion out of the joining process, because a confused mind doesn't buy. And by doubling up on the joining options, that creates additional freedom and confusion. So being able to get away from that, to simplify the sales page as well, instead of having a, you know, here's what you get on all levels, here's what you get on pro, everything has just been better for getting rid of that cheapest membership option. And I know that going forward, what we're going to be able to do by doubling down and focusing in on that type of membership owner is going to be unparalleled. So I'm excited for that. I know we talked a bit about that in a previous episode where I discussed the pivoting and the evolution of Membership Academy. But for today, I really just want to give you that inside story, that inside scoop on why we pulled the plug. Because we do have people coming to us where they are in a similar situation. Hey, I brought in two tiers. I thought it would do this. It didn't. How do I roll it back without looking stupid, without causing a mess? And so hopefully getting that from us helps you out. Also, it's a reminder to you that memberships are an evolution. They're always changing. You have to look at feedback. You have to look at data. These are the silver bullets of membership success. And we looked at the data. We looked at the feedback. And it told us that having two tiers was not the right strategy for us. We gave it a fair shot. It went okay, but okay isn't what we're shooting for. And so making that pivot, making that change has been a big decision, but a one that I'm extremely confident is the right one for where we want to take the academy going forward. All right, that is it from me for today's episode. If you want to check out what you get inside Membership Academy for your pro, but it's not even pro, this is a problem, getting out of the habits. If you want to see what you get as a membership owner to help you launch, to grow, scale, and evolve a successful, sustainable membership that will go the difference, head over to membershipacademy.com. Not only do you get an unrivaled library of training with so much expert advice from myself and guests of such a high level for your membership growth, but you also get a phenomenal community of successful membership owners. You get the opportunity to connect, to jump onto calls, to come along to Q&As, roundtable discussions. You get our monthly, they're on-demand member missions. These are highly actionable, practical tasks that will help you to move the needle, implement shifts in your business that will get more sales, that will retain more members, that will make it easier to run your membership. These are quick wins, so you can start getting results right away. We've also got our AI prompts library, and we've got private coaching from me, currently for $65 a month. However, as I said, the price is going to be going up within the next month or two. So if you want to come along, you want access to the number one membership for memberships that gives you everything you need for the entirety of your membership journey, then you need to head to membershipacademy.com. All right, I think my voice is almost worn out. You might be able to hear it. I did contemplate waiting for this, but actually I kind of dig the idea that you're getting the final words. I'm probably going to be able to speak for a couple of weeks. Hopefully it's all recovered by Retain Live. If not, it's going to be a hell of a story. But for now, I'm out of here, and I'll see you next week for another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.